It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and we are excited to talk to Jordan Dooley, Indiana Rays. She's a creative entrepreneur, writer, author, coach, and Alex would even say friend.
Yeah, I got to meet up with Jordan and talk to her, and she told me some really cool stuff about her new book coming out, and it blew my mind.
Whoa, first of all, what's the book called?
It is called Own Your Everyday, Overcome the Pressure to Prove and Show Up for What You Are Made to Do.
Oh my God, Jordan sounds just like Alex.
Yeah, what is your book going to be about, Jordan?
Yeah, this book is best described as the resource for a woman who is chasing after something more, but trying to find purpose and contentment right where she is with what she has. I feel like those two things are so hard to bring together. And we're all asking, you know, what am I supposed to do with my life? How do I figure out my thing, my purpose, my dream? So it's really meant to be like a guidebook and a solution to that.
Yeah, so when I sat down and talked to Jordan about this, and she also has a podcast you might have heard her on called She. She's gotten over 1 million downloads in only a couple months. She's also Insta-famous. You probably follow her. She has over 230,000 followers on Instagram, by the way.
I have 230, so we're really close.
When Jordan was talking to me about this book, she said that is exactly what she said to me. And I said, hold on a minute. Go back. She said, which you might think is kind of controversial, that people need to stop looking for their purpose.
Yeah. So, I, you know, when I started really paying attention to what my audience was asking me, I got this consistent question. How do I find my purpose? You know, how do I find my dream? And as I started really thinking through this, I said, well, maybe we're asking the wrong question. Because I think when we ask that question, what we're doing is we're indicating that our purpose is this thing that's lost, like we have to go find it somewhere, and it's eventually going to, you know, find us or whatever. But as I really started diving into this idea and talking with women and looking at my own life, I kind of had this aha moment where I realized, hang on, purpose isn't out there. I might find some dreams that I didn't even realize I had. But if I start with understanding that actually my purpose is in me and it's been in me since I was born, then I can bring that to whatever position I walk into rather than hoping the position will give it to me. Because I think we're setting ourselves up for disappointment thinking that some position or role that we might serve in our life would be, oh, that's our purpose. Because the second that role ends or changes, does that mean our purpose goes along with it, right? So it's all about a massive perspective shift and thinking about this whole idea of embracing and living our purpose completely differently.
Jordan, you're very transparent with a lot of things in life and on social media. What's the hardest thing to be transparent about to people that you know and people that might follow you and connect with you?
I think, you know, because I'm a multi-passionate person, I know there's so many of us out there that might not even realize we're multi-passionate, but I think we're really multifaceted creatures. But it's tough for me because, you know, when you have any kind of influence, it can be easy to feel like you have to stay in a box. Like, all right, this is the one thing that I do or the one topic I'm going to talk about. And so what I have found to be challenging is when you have that position of influence and you're often, it can be really easy to live into perceived expectations. And so to communicate, you know, when I'm pivoting or trying something new, even in a position of influence, right? Not even in the beginning of the journey, that can feel very vulnerable. That can feel kind of scary because it can be easy to think, well, everyone expects me to do this or that. And I think a lot of us, regardless of our position of influence or our role in life, can begin to feel that we have to live by this one label or this one, you know, in this one space or do this one thing our entire lives. And so kind of breaking out of that box and communicating that openly and kind of rolling with what comes and being willing to try new things is always a little bit of a challenge, but it also makes my job a lot of fun.
In your book, Own Your Everyday, Overcome the Pressure to Prove and Show Up for What You Were Made to Do, you also talk about comparison in this life. And as someone who is Instagram famous, like, do you find yourself even comparing yourself to other girls and bloggers and stuff on Instagram?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think we can always compare up and we can also compare down, right? And so I found that in so many different ways. I think I found a couple different tools to help combat that that I share in the book, because I think we can talk about how we all struggle with it and how it's, you know, so common and all of that. But I think the tools to really actually identify and overcome that in the moment, in the day-to-day, because I don't think it's something that you just overcome one and done, you never struggle with it again. I think it's a daily battle. And so finding some tools and some default things we can turn to help us walk through that every day has been really helpful for me, because absolutely in this space, it is a real struggle.
One thing I was reading that was interesting, can you give us a little hint on how to identify and eliminate excuses and unnecessary stress about the unknown future? Because I'm raising my hand right now. You can't see it on the phone. But holy crap, that's everybody on the show, but I think I'm the biggest person.
So a couple different things I hit on in the book. The first that I think is really important is this idea of incremental, implementable, imperfect action. And I use those three words very intentionally, because when we can break down this, you know, when we look at life and it feels like, oh my gosh, there's this big mountain of uncertainty and I'm freaking out, to really break it back down to, okay, what's one incremental step that I can take? That means tiny, that means small, that means manageable, right? Implementable, you know, something I can implement right away. I don't need to go get a certification or pass this test or do this big, you know, get through this big milestone. What's something I can actually put into action with my current resources and circumstances? And how can I be okay with doing it imperfectly and knowing I'm going to fumble into what it's supposed to be anyway? So that's one big thing. The second thing is understanding that embarrassment and those small beginnings, like when you're taking those incremental action steps and kind of just moving forward, even when you're not sure of the unknown ahead of you, really embracing that embarrassment or being seen starting small can really be a hidden form of empowerment. Because I think one of our biggest fears when it comes to the unknown future and what we're supposed to be doing is often other people's opinions and or expectations for our own unmet expectations in our lives.
I love that. And your brand new book is hitting shelves on May 14th. It's Own Your Everyday, Overcome the Pressure to Prove and Show Up for What You're Made to Do. And that's going to be at like pretty much every major retailer, right, Jordan?
Yep, everything from Target, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Amazon, you name it, it'll be there.
Yep, you had me at Amazon.
And you can find her on Instagram at Jordan Lee Dooley. And you will find that you'll be so excited for her book too, because one thing with Jordan is that even in just her Instagram captions, like I constantly will read your Instagram captions and I'll be like, oh my gosh. I mean, you like will put aha moments even in just your captions. You will learn so much about just navigating relationships, especially you are a young married woman and you're in your late 20s, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And so you talk everything about, relationships and how to build a social media brand and all that stuff. So if you're interested in any of that, Jordan is the perfect person to follow and read her book. I'm so excited for it.
Jordan Dooley on the Joe and Alex Show. Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks for having me, y'all.